بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد عن أم حميد رضي الله عنها قالت قلت يا رسول الله يمنع أزواجنا أن نصلي معك ونحن نحب أن نصلي معك فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاتكن في بيوتكن أفضل من صلاتكن في حجركن وصلاتكن في حجركن أفضل من صلاتكن في الجماعة أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه ابن أبي شيبة. سيدنا سيدتنا أم حميد رضي الله عنها a Sahabiya, she narrates that I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I asked him that our husbands, she must have been speaking on behalf of maybe a number of women who had the same question, that she said our husbands, they are telling us that we should not be performing salah with you in jama'ah. But we love to perform salah with you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in reply that your performing salah in the inner room of your home is more virtuous than your performing salah in the outer room of your home. And your performing salah in the outer room of your home is more virtuous than your performing salah in the masjid with jama'ah. Now before understanding this hadith, we need to understand that in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave permission for women to come to the masjid based on certain conditions. And because after the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those conditions were no longer present. So the fuqaha of all the madhahib, they said that now the permission no longer remains. But we are talking about the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the permission was there. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had already made it clear that it is more virtuous for the women to pray in their home. So one Sahabiya, she came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said that, you know, she was basically, you can say, confirming. She said that our husbands are saying this, we got this report. So we love to perform salah with you. And if you think about it, why wouldn't they have loved to perform salah with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In our time, if we go to Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Nabawi, then how much do we enjoy performing salah there? So we are talking about salah behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Masjid al-Nabawi, and the jama'at is full of Abu Bakr, Umar and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So she said, we love to perform salah with you. Now in answer, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I know you love to perform salah with me, but for women, the salah in the inner room of their home is more virtuous than in the outer room of their home. And in the, it is more virtuous in the outer room of their home than in the masjid with jama'ah. Now understand this answer of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is talking about the time when salah for them in the masjid was permissible. And we all know that salah in Masjid al-Nabawi holds the reward of 50,000 times salah in anywhere else. And here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the imam, but he is still telling this woman that instead of praying salah behind me in Masjid al-Nabawi, it is more rewarding than for you to perform salah in your home, and not just in your home, in the innermost portion of your home. Now, from this hadith, I wish to mention a very important point, which is that deen is not about we enjoy worshipping Allah in a certain way, or we feel like doing this, so we do it. No, no. If a person wants to be successful in deen, then he will have to worship Allah Ta'ala and behave according to what Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell him, whether he feels like it or not. Let me give you a few more simple examples. A person, he comes to the masjid and he feels like praying Quran loudly. Many people, they enjoy praying Quran loudly more, but there are people performing salah. Now the rule of Sharia is that even though you enjoy doing tilawah loudly, now it is impermissible for you to do tilawah loudly. Many people, we all love going to the Haramain Sharifain for Umrah. But many people, you need certain certificates, whether it is this job or that job. And many a time we hear this, that people get a certificate forged. Now, forging a certificate is impermissible. So you are doing something which you enjoy, but you are breaking what Allah and His Rasul are telling you. So if a person thinks that he is going to gain the nearness of Allah in this manner, then he is only deceiving himself. Now look at this Sahabiya. Why wouldn't she have loved to perform salah in the masjid? But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her this, then do you know what she did? She had a room made in the innermost portion of the house. And after that, no one ever saw her performing salah in Masjid al-Nabawi. Even though we are talking about the time it is permissible. So we need to understand that the deen is not about doing how I feel like doing it. No, no. Deen is about doing how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to do. I will just finish with one incident. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions that once I was sitting outside under a tree, and I was having a conversation with some with another peer sahib, some person who was a pious person, as deemed to be a pious person anyway. So then the adhan went off. So he said, I made my way to the masjid. I performed salah. I came back. And when I came back, I noticed that this person who I was conversing with, it seems like he hasn't moved from his spot. He has performed salah there under the tree and he has not come to the masjid. So I asked him, didn't you come to the masjid? So he said that I was intending to come to the masjid, but when I stood up to go to the masjid, then such a condition overtook me in which I became very aware of the presence of Allah Ta'ala. This happened sometime. So I felt like if I perform salah in this condition here, then I will have full concentration and devotion. I will enjoy my salah. And if I decide to go and walk to the masjid, and by the time I walk to the masjid, this condition of mine will have disappeared. So he said, I perform salah here in this condition. So then Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, that if you had performed salah in the masjid, which is a method shown by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that would have been 100 times without concentration and devotion. You had gone to the masjid, and because of that, this condition of yours would no longer have remained. So the concentration would not be the same, but if you had still performed salah in the masjid, it would have been 100 times better than you performing salah with full concentration and devotion in this condition under the tree. If a person wants success, success is not which avenue of ibadah, which method of ibadah I enjoy. It is which avenue of ibadah, which method of ibadah Allah and His Rasul want me to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand this. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.